For the record, I am Evelyn Merrick, former state representative from Coos County. I am expressing the following concern on behalf of myself and also that of Michael Ronsmeyer, who could not be here today. Michael is an attorney who practices in Littleton and is the chairman of the Board of Selectmen for the town of Llandaff, which is not on the primary Northern Pass proposed right-of-way, but would be bisected by Northern Pass's proposed alternative route if it has to go around the National Forest. It is our understanding that there is an existing DC line owned by National Grid starting from the same headquarters substation in Quebec and running down the western side of the Connecticut River all the way through Vermont and Massachusetts into central Connecticut. It is allegedly not being fully used and would be a far more logical alternative as a power supply route than compounding the negative environmental and economic impacts of creating a second parallel route or parallel power line along the route just 15 to 20 miles to the east. The real underlying reason why Northeast Utilities, which owns PSNH, wants the new Northern Pass route is so that PSNH can receive the transmission fees for running power over its New Hampshire lines. It should not be the responsibility of the New Hampshire citizens or the DOE to underwrite an effort to prop up a failing PSNH. If the DOE simply told Northern Pass that the negative environmental impacts for its plan could be largely eliminated, if it simply worked out an arrangement with National Grid to use its ROW, the problem might largely be solved. Thank you very much.